There are so many single moms trying so hard to raise their children well, and you probably know a single parent or two or three or four or five in your community. We trust that this episode will give you some hope, and if you're the single mom, we trust that you're going to find encouragement here. I'm John Fuller, joined by the head of our parenting department, Dr. Danny Huerta. Danny, there are statistics about single moms. What are the latest data points, and what does that say to you as a family therapist?
Well, I was looking through the most up-to-date numbers, and these are estimates out there, and it's 1 in 5 children are being raised without a father, and 19 million children under the age of 18 are in a single-parent home. 15 million of those are with a single mom, so 80%-ish are with a single mom, and it's 3 times more than it was in 1960. What it tells me is that there are very tired moms out there trying to raise kids right now. That'd be so, so difficult. That there's some strong moms, many, many strong moms. Here represents 15 million that are leaning into their relationship with their kids, trying to provide for them, most likely going to counseling appointments, medical appointments, trying to juggle all that, trying to find a way to conquer the house and give each of the kids chores, trying to maintain friendships, maybe talking to family and spending time with family. And it just, the list goes on and on, including the grocery list that they have to get for the kids. And so we need to be praying for moms as they lean into this and find exhaustion, because it's hard to build relationship when you're exhausted.
Well, we have some encouragement for you from a conversation that Focus President Jim Daly and I had with Dr. Roland Warren, who himself was raised by his mom. Let's listen to him.
Roland, welcome back to Focus.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to see you. Thanks for all you do at CareNet. I mean, Focus works with CareNet, and we both work with those wonderful pregnancy resource centers around the country who are trying to help a mom make the right decision.
Absolutely.
So thanks for that.
Yeah, so and certainly from the perspective of single moms, unfortunately, a lot of those cases, you know, the women who choose to bring their children into the world end up living as a single mom. And that was one of the reasons that, you know, God's kind of had me in that place, having grown up with a single mom, and then has me in a ministry that disproportionately ministers to women who make that amazing choice to bring their child into the world.
Yeah, let me make that big commercial statement right here. In church, if you notice a single mom and you're an intact family, can you wrap around her a little bit, maybe help her with the kids, and just be that family that stood in the gap for her and with her? And same is true with the guys who are single parent dads, but I'm just saying, and we won't say it again, but if you have the capacity, put your arm around those folks, and those kids are going to benefit substantially by your act of kindness. Let's go to it, Roland. It's not culturally acceptable to say that a father's absence is difficult, even though all the data supports that. Man, children do so much better when dad is in the home. And the culture, especially the progressives, want to ignore that. You know, it doesn't matter. Dads don't matter. Moms can do it all. It's not the way God designed it.
No, absolutely not. And you know, I think one of the things that kind of led me down this path, having grown up without a dad in my life, and that perspective really is what kind of led me to really think about the role of fathers and how important they are to the well-being of kids, but also given the father absence crisis that you talked about a little bit before, the role of single moms, that in so many of those cases, you know, a dad may not step into the picture. So if you're going to break the cycle, certainly we need to reach out and try to engage dads. But the other key is really helping moms raise their boys, not just to be good men, but also to be good husbands and good fathers as well.
So true.
Yeah.
You mentioned the need to acknowledge the loss of growing up without a dad. You know, you and I come from the same family type, right? And I wonder, I thought of myself, did I ever really do that, acknowledge the loss of growing up without my dad? I don't know that I can point to a time. I think it just was. So explain to me what you mean by acknowledging the loss of not having a father.
Yeah, you said it well early on. I mean, so often, you know, single moms are kind of taught to kind of view this that you just need to power through this, and that, in fact, it's empowering. I mean, when I was writing this book, I was looking at other books that were written for single moms, and they were all had this sort of, you go, girl, and be a butt-kick single mom, all that kind of thing.
Like,
this
you was can
an,
do it.
This is an empowering kind of opportunity for you. And really didn't kind of lean into the fact that, no, it's actually a loss. There's a man who made a promise to you in many of these cases and didn't keep that promise. He made a promise to your child and didn't keep that promise. And particularly when you think about it from the perspective of the child and boys in this case, I mean, he's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. It's a loss. It's an amazing loss that he has of someone who I always say God whispered into the wombs of their mothers that there's going to be this guy who's going to love you like no other. And if he is unwilling to fill that hole or fill that gap or fill that hole that God puts in his soul, that it can leave a wound that's not easily healed. So to think that it's not a loss, I think for me, from my perspective, is very problematic. And also, I think it causes a lot of guys to go down a path to kind of deal with this loss in a way that may not be constructive for them or even for their families.
Well, Danny, we've got single moms here at Focus on the Family, and I talk to them sometimes about how things are going, and it's like, well, you know what? I'm just trying to make it through today. So I know we're surrounded by people here, and in my own sphere, I'm surrounded by some single moms who are really putting their best foot forward, but there are a lot of challenges, and it's just kind of a day-to-day thing, isn't it?
It is, and there's complexity to this, John, because there's an assumption that a single mom is a single mom because of divorce, but there can be a death, an early death of a father. There can be a variety of things. Maybe it was a sickness. Maybe it was war and deployed.
Mm-hmm. I know a single mom that adopted. She adopted,
yes,
and
yeah, that's true.
She's never been married, but she's raising a kid.
And so each dynamic is different. Mm-hmm. And the only way you get to know where they're at is by reaching out. The support systems for moms have been amazing throughout the years. When I've interacted with single moms in my counseling practice, and I see them grow and flourish and do well and get on top of things and get the right momentum, is having the right support system in their lives. Sometimes there's a lot of shame, especially if there's been divorce, and they don't want to ask for help, especially in the church or other places. They're just going, I can take care of this myself. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage you to not be afraid to get the right support system in place so that you're refreshed and fueled, and you get to focus more on this relationship with God. What's been interesting to watch is when moms carve out time for that personal abiding with Christ, somehow they find more time. Mm. Somehow they find more energy. Somehow they are energized to do the parenting things. And you can see it in the relationship with their kids, their responses. It puts things in perspective. They're able to reframe. So if I were to say one step to take today is to abide in Christ. Mm. Start with John 15 and look at that. And it says, abide in my love. I love those words. Abide there first, and then you can freely give to your kids with free refills.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough road. We know that. Being a single mom is an amazingly challenging thing. And we've got encouragement for you here in a couple of different ways. One, a book from Dr. Roland Warren, and he wrote about his own experiences and offered hope in the book Raising Sons of Promise, A Guide for Single Mothers of Boys. A couple of things. If you're in a spot to contribute to the work of Focus on the Family, we would appreciate a gift of any amount. And when you make a donation, we'll send a copy of that book to you. It might be that you just can't do that. You're stretched. And we have donors who kind of pay it forward. So if you need the book, ask for it. We can send it to you. We don't want a donation to be in between you and getting this terrific resource, this encouragement. So let us know how we can help. Donate as you can. Request that book. And then we've got a free article you can access right away. It's called 4 Ways to Survive Being a Single Mom. It's a quick read. I think it'll inspire you. And we're going to link over to that in the show notes. Next time, more from Dr. Warren about his story and the things his mom faced and how he maintained his faith in God through it all. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at clife24.org.